Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Grudge Match by Mike Lupica, read for you by Kate Burton. 1.
Listen up while I explain to you how you hold a damn grudge, Sonny Randall, Tony Marcus said.
We were in his office at Buddy's Fox. Tony's two most trusted troopers, Junior and Tybop, had driven me over here like they were Uber drivers, but only if Uber were hiring shooters and thugs this week.
Tony wants to talk to you, Junior had said at my front door. And before you say something smart, like you can't never help yourself, it really ain't a request.
Fortunately, my schedule is wide open the rest of the afternoon, I said, so you're in luck. Junior had turned to Tybop then.
See that right there? He said, she can't never help herself.
It occurred to me on the way to the South End that it was the most I'd ever heard Junior talk. He was as big as the Back Bay and usually just stood mute and scared the living shit out of you. Now here we all were.
Should I take notes?
I said to Tony. He closed his eyes as he shook his head. I knew it wasn't because he thought I was funny, even though we both knew I was.
What's the expression you'd use for a girl you wanted to tell her she has balls? He said.
That she's got balls, I said.
Well, you still got some balls on you, Tony said.
Stop or you'll make me blush, I said. Junior and Tybop were on either side of the door that led out to the bar area at Buddy's Fox. Tybop, who was Tony's shooter, still looked as skinny as a hairpin and so jittery I was always surprised I couldn't hear a faint...